Hannah, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello. So, Hannah, what's the issue with dolphins being held in captivity?
Well, I guess the easiest way to break down why it's cruel to keep them in captivity is to compare their captive environments with their natural environment. So dolphins in the ocean, they swim up to 100 kilometres a day. They're with their pods. They're able to use their echolocation. Yet in a captive environment, they're often in a chlorinated pool. This leads to skin irritations and issues with their eyes. And, yeah, you'll often see them just circling the pool in a bit of a zookosis, what it's called. So, yeah, I mean, just comparing the two, it's quite obvious why it's cruel to keep them in a pool.
Well, if there's these massive issues that they're facing, you know, like skin irritation and that daze you were talking about, why are they still being held in captivity then?
Well, that's a very good question. And it is being phased out all around the world. And I guess for us, we see the writings on the wall for the captive industry, and we think that it will be phased out in Australia very soon. And that's why we need to start thinking of the aftermath of that, and we need to start thinking about what's going to happen to these dolphins once it is phased out, and that's why we want to build this sea pen sanctuary for them. I mean, yeah, I guess at the end of the day, they're held there because you can make a profit from these animals, and everybody loves dolphins and everybody wants to go and see dolphins, and there is an industry for seeing them jumping around in tanks, unfortunately.
You just mentioned a sea pen sanctuary. What exactly is that?
So a sea pen sanctuary is essentially a netted off area in the ocean. It will allow the dolphins to live with a lot more autonomy than they currently are, and it will allow them to forage on the ocean floor and gain their life skills back, such as hunting for live fish and feel the ebbs and flows of the tides and be back in their natural environment.
Right. If you're just joining us here on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Hannah Tate from Action for Dolphins about the possible relocation of the final five captain dolphins here in New South Wales. Now, Hannah, why can't these dolphins be released straight back into the ocean?
So, unfortunately, these dolphins have been in captivity for too long, or they were born in captivity, so they're unable to be fully released back into the ocean. It would actually, it would be silly to put them back in, because essentially what they do is seek out human attention, and they wouldn't be able to use their, or they don't have any hunting skills or life skills. So they have to still be under constant veterinary care and human care, unfortunately. So this, we see this as like the best option for them.
And besides the sea pen sanctuary, what kind of work is Action for Dolphins doing to address this issue?
So we do a lot of campaigning around ending dolphin captivity in Australia, and we've done a few campaigns up against SeaWorld on the Gold Coast, including the Empty the Tank protest earlier this year. But we have been focusing very strongly on the sea pen sanctuary, because we do see it as a very pioneering campaign to try and end dolphin captivity in Australia as well.
And just one last question for you. Are there any other dolphins in captivity in any other Australian states?
Yes, there is. So there's 32 dolphins in captivity in Queensland at SeaWorld up on the Gold Coast.
Right. And what kind of work are you doing to address this?
Well, we're in ongoing negotiations with SeaWorld to try and end their captive breeding program, but unfortunately they haven't made any concrete decisions or plans to phase it out. So we do see the sea pen sanctuary as another good opportunity to go back to SeaWorld. And when it is built, we will ramp up the pressure against them and just kind of say, like, look what Dolphin Marine Magic are doing. We're building the sea pen sanctuary, and what are you doing to and your captive breeding program and to help the welfare of your dolphins.
Right. Well, hopefully they make some changes very soon. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your work.
No worries. Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.